We're talking about the 11th regional Quran memorization competition, and for the Mpumalanga region, it will be taking place, the finals, over the weekend on Sunday in Bethal. Mawlana Junaid Jassad joins us on the line. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah. Yourself, Mawlana?
Very well, alhamdulillah, shukar.
Mawlana, tell us a bit about the history of Mpumalanga coming on board and being put aside as a separate zone.
Yes, alhamdulillah. I think since the starting of the National Quran Competition, Mpumalanga at the very beginning was part of the national, it was part of the competition that took place in Johannesburg. And then over the last, I can say, about 5 years or so, it's been taking place in Mpumalanga. I think the first that took place was in Middelburg. And since then, Mpumalanga has been recognized as a separate zone. Alhamdulillah, we have a number of HIFS classes spread across the region, across the province. And because of that, we saw the need that Mpumalanga be recognized as a separate zone. And alhamdulillah, since then, we've been having it in different towns each year and getting quite a reasonable response for it. Alhamdulillah, shukar.
This year it's in Bethal?
Yes, we had it in a few other towns, in big towns as well. We've had it in Middelburg, we've had it in Nelspruit. Ermelo hosted it the 1 year. Witbank was last year. And this year we saw that Bethal, alhamdulillah, one of the towns that has been sending participants every single time there was a competition in the region. And they've been very eager to host it. So, alhamdulillah, this year it's taking place in Bethal.
Are you expecting a huge turnout tomorrow? Any shout out to any particular people to come out in the numbers? What's the normal amount of participants that you have over the years?
We've had varying numbers. Sometimes it was a lot over 40, 50 participants. Last year was a little less, about 25 participants. But we're looking at around the 30, maybe to 40 mark. This year, as we know, that a female segment has been added as well, was a complete separate section, complete separate area for testing, complete separate judges, adjudicators, facilitators, everything completely separately for females. So that should push the number up as well, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, and how have the Mpumalanga, what we'll say, competitors gone on to participate in the national? Have they gone far? What has their overall showing been?
That has been very promising over the years. Alhamdulillah, we had Hafiz Muhammad Bamzi, who took part last year, the previous year, from Nelspruit. He went on to participating in the nationals. At the nationals, he came first in his segment. That was the 15th segment. From there, he went on to participating in Makkah in Saudi Arabia. And alhamdulillah, there he made it through the preliminary stages that takes place in the hotels. He got into the finals that takes place in the Haram in Makkah. And there as well, I think he lost out to the top position by a quarter of a mark or something like that. So alhamdulillah, he's done, Mpumalanga has shown through and has gone right up to the international competition as well.
Alhamdulillah, that's really promising and heartwarming. Mullah, what's your message to people who are still considering and may not be yet convinced that they could take part? They may be overwhelmed that this is only for those that are on a very high level or high caliber. Is it only for them, or should everyone who is interested come out?
That's exactly the point that I wanted to make. As you mentioned, this competition shouldn't be a daunting task, or it shouldn't seem like something overwhelming. It is an opportunity to come and recite your Quran, whatever you know, however much you may know, to come and recite your Quran, and inshallah, based on that, you can take your personal recitation further, improve your recitation in comparison to the others as well, and it can be a means of motivation. In encouraging many of the HIFS classes, I mentioned to the Ustads that students sometimes feel overwhelmed, they feel difficult, they feel that it is something so heavy for me to come in front of a crowd and recite in front of them. But, you know, take this opportunity, use the opportunity, and encourage the students that it's not something so difficult, not something so tough, and it's just students reading to each other, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take you further, and it can be a means of inspiration for others to start Hifdhul Quran. Perhaps one student's recitation will spur on others as well to start the Hifdhul Quran.
There's a great deal of logistics that does go in this. You have the national coordinators as well as those in the various regions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the effort of one and all. Mawlana, jazakumullah khair for coming on the program this afternoon.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for having us, Muqtasab.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bethal, in the spotlight over the weekend, where the regional competition, memorization competition will be taking place, and that is in Bethal. So if you're in the region, then do participate in the competition, inshallah. 26 after 5.